This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're nearing end of days for 40 and 60 watt incandescent light bulbs. They are being replaced under federal law by more energy efficient lighting, CFLs and LEDs, with a different kind of, and let's face it, a colder kind of light. As of the beginning of the new year, incandescent 40s and 60s won't be made here or imported here, and so will slowly begin to disappear from store shelves. Marketplace's Adrian Hill bids them farewell.
We gather here to say goodbye to the 40 and 60 watt incandescent light bulb.
Oh my God. I mean, tears are coming to my eyes. I'm kidding, but I'm not really kidding.
Kathy Prisgoda is principal lighting designer for Light Studio LA.
It's something that allowed us to glow and dim.
L.A. interior designer Ruth Stork has worked with and known these bulbs for years.
I think it's a feeling that you're going to miss. It's the feeling of a space that has a natural warmth to it, and that really comes from lighting.
We know, like all creations, this bulb wasn't perfect. It burned hot. It was wasteful. But we celebrate. The new generation owes its success to the passing generation. We've asked the inventor of the bulb to share his thoughts, Thomas Edison, via Edison impersonator R.J. Lindsay.
Well, I suppose I could use the title that's been applied, the Wizard of Menlo Park.
How do you feel, Mr. Edison, that your incandescent light bulb is now being phased out?
Well, I'll tell you, if I were still inventing, I would have invented whatever they're going to phase me out with.
Derek Porter is a professor at Parsons, the New School for Design. We've asked him for the appropriate epitaph.
Best wishes, warm friend.
Best wishes, warm friend. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.